Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pernahkah Anda, pendengar, menyaksikan terjadinya aksi pelecehan atau tindakan kebencian? Jika pernah, apakah Anda bersuara atau diam saja? Terkadang sulit untuk mengetahui bagaimana cara merespons dengan tepat. Lantas, bagaimana Anda bisa mendukung seseorang yang menjadi sasaran atau korbannya tanpa memperburuk situasi atau membahayakan diri sendiri? Dalam episode Understanding Hate dari SBS Examines kali ini, pendengar, kita akan membahas kapan sebaiknya kita turun tangan.
I was driving home and pulling up to the traffic lights. Lights were red. I saw this Asian cyclist sort of beside a car, and I could sort of see that there was a bit of an exchange happening, and the exchanges generally sort of escalated quite rapidly. The driver, a white male, exited quite aggressively from the car.
Setelah puncak pandemi COVID-19, Adam Teo menyaksikan serangan rasis di depan umum.
There were blows starting to land, and the sort of commentary was along racialized lines, so it was almost a snap decision to intervene. The immediate concern was to de-escalate, put some sort of physical distance between the aggressor and the victim. Thankfully, after stepping in, there were a few other people who gathered around and helped to stand in the way of the perpetrator.
When people step in, it makes a difference. Interventions may not necessarily stop hate altogether, but it does disrupt in the moment, and it does signal that hateful behavior isn't acceptable.
Itu tadi Dr. Hayley Tran dari Tackling Hate Lab. Ia mengatakan orang-orang dapat melakukan intervensi dengan berbagai cara sesuai tingkat kenyamanan mereka.
So direct confrontation isn't always the best thing or the most safest or even necessary thing to do. There's also one of my favorites, strength in numbers. Okay, so stepping in with others is more effective and safer, even if you don't do anything at all. Sheer numbers of people surrounding the person who's been targeted is very, very helpful. And interestingly, even when bystanders don't act through sheer numbers alone, they can encourage another bystander to intervene and take more significant action. And then there's also distraction tactics. Like, for example, where you've got someone abusing someone on the train, you could go up to the person and just ask them for the time.
Dalam situasi yang memanas, pendengar, kita mungkin dengan mudah memusatkan seluruh perhatian dan energi kita pada pelaku. Namun, memperhatikan korban adalah salah satu hal paling konstruktif yang bisa kita lakukan.
What the research is telling us is support the person or the people being targeted. So we can sit next to them, check if they're okay, and that could be during the incident or even after.
Kita tahu bahwa orang tidak selalu bersuara atau turun tangan atau turut campur, meskipun mereka tahu itu tindakan yang benar. Begini tanggapan Profesor Kevin Dunn dari Western Sydney University.
There's a gap between people's ambitions in this area and their actual actions. So when you ask people in surveys whether they would take action, it's in the 70%, high 60s. You ask the same people if they've ever taken any such action, then you get below 40, below 30%.
Jadi, mengapa ada kesenjangan yang begitu besar antara ambisi dan tindakan kita? Berikut ini kata Profesor Dan.
The main barriers to taking action, speaking up, are fear of becoming a target yourself, lack of knowledge about what to do, and a lack of certainty about whether the event is a racist event. But the positive of that is the untapped potential for us to leverage for anti-racist purposes. If we can get people to understand what is racist, what isn't, to understand the different forms of action they can take, and to then be confident in the ability to choose which action to take.
Ikut menyaksikan terjadinya insiden kebencian bisa jadi merupakan pengalaman yang sulit, meskipun Anda bukan target langsungnya. Dr. Hayley Tran mengatakan penting untuk meluangkan waktu guna memproses peristiwa tersebut.
As bystanders, when we don't do something, we are also vulnerable to other mental health related issues in the long term. If you feel like this is something, you know, you're currently experiencing, basically acknowledge that it's a tricky and complex situation to navigate. Name the emotions. I feel guilty. I feel shame. And I'm angry because, you know, I wish I could have done something more at the time. Name them out loud so you can move beyond being inactive to empower yourself. You know, draw on your networks around you. With sharing our own experience as a bystander, we can learn, you know, how to process what happened.
SBS Examines episode kali ini pendengar diproduksi oleh Nick Sumbolis dan dibawakan oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesia. Untuk informasi lainnya, silakan kunjungi sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.